The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Our hearts such love for you that loving you above all things we may obtain your promises which exceed all we can desire through Jesus Christ your Son and our Lord who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit one God.
Our first reading is from the 10th chapter of Acts beginning at the 44th verse. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who had heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them, the Gentiles, to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. Word of God, word of life.
Sing a new song to the Lord who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory. O Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations. You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing. Sing to the Lord with the heart. With the harp and the voice of song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout with joy before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with equity.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, and if you do what I command you, I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I've called you friends, because I've made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. So what the Father will give you, whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. First, a question for the seniors. Your mission, if you so choose to accept it, is to go and bear fruit, that's going to last. You got it? Well, unfortunately, that goes beyond them. That goes to you, too. Your mission, if you so choose to accept it, and guess what? You have no choice in the matter, is to go and bear fruit that will last. That is a command that we hear today. Go. 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 I don't know about you, but that's a daunting task. A daunting task to go. To go might be easy, but to bear fruit that will last, well, I'm no green thumb. I'm not very good at making fruit last. Apparently there's a raspberry bush somewhere in the back of the parsonage. I don't see any raspberries ever, so clearly I don't know what I'm doing. I can't bear that fruit. I could do strawberries. Those keep growing. But we're being called to go. Bear fruit that's going to last forever. It's a daunting task, and unfortunately, because it's so daunting to us sometimes, it can seem hard. Not only hard, but scary. We might be scared about what's coming next. Many of us don't really like change. Many of us don't like to think about the future, perhaps because it's unknown. Even the disciples, this put this in perspective, don't really like change. This part of the gospel is from something called the Farewell Discourse. It's right before Jesus heads to the garden, before the crucifixion. It's his last farewell address, really. And a little before this section, we hear Peter doesn't want to let go. Doesn't want things to change. Jesus says, where I'm going, you can't follow. Peter says, well, I sure can. But no. Jesus tells him he'll desert him too and deny him three times. Maybe that's where any of you are at today. Maybe that's where the seniors are at as they think a little forward. Maybe if you happen to be a Waldorf graduate from yesterday, that's where you're at. Maybe you've been there before in your life. That question of what's next? What's coming? Change still happens, whether we're ready or not. We're called and sent in many different ways. We heard that in the children's sermon. We heard that from Colin and Jenny. We hear that as our seniors head out. We hear that in your own lives. That change comes whether we're ready or not. That call still comes. Go. And just like parents sending you from home or wherever you're off to, maybe it's to college, maybe it's a job, maybe you remember when your parents finally sent you out, Jesus calls us too, sends us forth, all of us. Go and bear fruit that will last. What about that unknown, though, about being called or sent? What if we fail? What if we don't know where we're called? What about if we don't understand this command? What if we don't know how to bear fruit that'll last? What if we fall short? What if we don't know? Even though that command sounds daunting, there is some good news in today's gospel. Hear this sentence from Jesus. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Or from Acts, where it says, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even to the Gentiles. Even to you, even to me. And it reminds me, this worry of what next? How can I know? What do I know? What if that's not enough to know that Christ chose me and I didn't choose him? What other things are there? While I went back and looked at some of our seniors' confirmation verses for some help here, Wyatt might remember his verse from Deuteronomy 1:31, which says, in the wilderness, where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, just as one carries a child, all the way to that you traveled until you reached this place. We hear that image of God carrying us, picking us up, sending us out and going. Or what about from Tony from Philippians, which says, and this is a good thing to hear too from Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Some of those verses probably sound familiar to you guys. They probably sound familiar to you. Christ carrying us, Christ sending us, and we can do all things. We can go, we can do this with God. Whether you're called, sent, maybe it's part of the library and helping us grow and helping us to learn, helping us to read, helping to get the scriptures in our hands in different ways. Whether it's like Colin, Jenny, Josie, and Amos, who are sent as missionaries to lead others in the young, I forgot the acronym, YAGM, I think, YAGM. Whether you're farmers, whether you're plumbers, whatever you do, teachers, whether you're always on the go, whether you're pastors, whatever you are, graduates of, soon-to-be graduates of Forest City, graduates of Waldorf, wherever you're called and sent, go and bear fruit. But there's one other verse from our seniors that I want you to hear, and it comes from Matt's verse, from Romans 12:2. Go, and remember these words too. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern that what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Christ goes with you. Christ goes with you always as you go, as you're sent. Wherever you are in life, whether you're a newborn, whether you're in elementary school, high school, about to graduate, getting your first job, in college, finishing college, going to grad school, finishing grad school, whatever it's you're doing, been working for years, finally retiring, nearing the end, wherever it is, Christ is with you in that go command. And as we hear those words, go and bear fruit, that will last. There are some words that if you were at the Waldorf Baccalaureate yesterday from Pastor Steve Smith, that'll ring in your ear too. And they rang in my ear when I heard some of these. And these are his words. Our world needs you. Seek the common ground. Seek understanding. Make this world better. And know this always. This is true always. The God of peace is with you. That's how he ended yesterday. The God of peace is with you. It might seem daunting to go wherever you are in life, especially starting something brand new. But remember these words that the kids sing. I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart. And if that's not enough, these words from the hymn we're about to sing, Christ is risen, earth and heaven nevermore shall be the same. God the first and the last is with us, all of us forever and always. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for calling me, for calling you, for calling our seniors, for calling everyone to go wherever that is leading you. Go and know that God is with you. The God of peace is with you. Go. Thank you for calling us, choosing us. Now go with that wonderful news and promise that Christ is with you, even when it seems the most daunting.
We confess together, having heard the gospel proclaimed in our midst, we confess together our faith in the triune God using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Prayer petition will end with, Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Rejoicing in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we We pray for the witness of the church, the wholeness of creation, and all who are in need. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the graduating seniors at Waldorf University and Forest City High School and their families. May the Spirit show them the way. Help them to be eager and willing servants for you. Open up our eyes and help us to hear your voice, to hear our calling. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Bless the farmers as they try to plant their crops under such rainy conditions. We ask for safety during this planting season. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord, help us remember that you are sovereign. We do not know or understand your plans, but we do know that you are in control. We are instructed to pray for our enemies, not just our family and friends. Sometimes we do not want to follow this difficult command. Hear us, O God. Lord, give us the desire to follow you, to live by faith, to prayerfully choose to go down the right road. We yearn to trust you always. We will not fear, for you are ever with us, and you will never leave us to face our perils alone. Hear us, O God. Lord, we are thankful that you have created each one of us. Help us seek your extraordinary love. Help us intersect our deepest gladness with the deepest needs of society. Help us to be instruments of your peace. Help us to stand up for righteousness and to help the poor, the disadvantaged, and all who are less fortunate than ourselves. Strengthen us to be courageous disciples for you. Hear us, O God. And we pray for the personal, physical, and spiritual needs for our visitors and everyone in the congregation. We especially remember saints who have died this year and seek comfort for their family. We seek serenity and healing for each person listed in the bulletin as we say aloud their first names. Rolf, Michaela, Mike, Karen, Ione, Catherine, Paige, Anne, family of Julius, Tim, Laura, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Mayanitas, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Joseph, and Amy. Hear us, O God. Into your hands, merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your steadfast love through Christ our Lord.
By the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May God, who has brought us forth from death to life, fill you with great joy. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you and go with you now and forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You are the body of Christ, raised up for the world. Go in peace. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God.
Go in peace. The Spirit sends us forth to serve.
Thanks be to God.